I walk out the front door this morning, and there's about a half inch of snow and on some sections, and the roads are covered. And the first thing I do is I look to the sky, and I scream a little bit. Because I didn't know it was snowing outside this morning. And we do have late openings and stuff like that. Where is Pat? There he is. So now we're going to bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, explain to me, we have some delayed openings here because we got enough snow where it actually covered the roads.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked when you and I spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember, I said to you, you'll probably have a little snow, but, you know, I don't know where inches came in to play here.
Yeah, we know we got this is like an elevation snow. Like Torrington had just rain. It seems like the lower areas just had rain. And if you're like, I'm a little over 1,000 feet, anything over 1,000 feet has gotten like a half inch to maybe a fluffy inch on the grass. But some of the roads got covered over too. So we've got some delays in Region 1, you know?
Well, yeah. And I don't really think that you're going to have all that much. I mean, a half an inch I could see today, tonight, even tomorrow in snow showers. But I certainly can't see anything more than that, unless, of course, you're going to be, as you said, in the high elevations and you head up toward the Berkshires and the Catskills. You know, you may get a little bit more. But overall, we are looking at a windy, blustery pattern for the next several days. There'll be some sun at times. And daytime temperatures are in the 40s. Nighttime temperatures are pretty much in the upper 20s and low 30s. And that should continue right through Friday. Over the weekend, looks like some rain will come in on Saturday. May start as a wintry mix, but it should be rain. And the rain should move out sometime on Sunday, and it should be milder. With that, temps could easily go to 50 on Sunday. How about that?
What does the next week look like, though?
I don't see anything too ominous at all. Yeah. I see more rain, by the way, next week.
Now, I wanted you to know two storm watches in November. That's a rare occurrence here. Two weather warnings. Yeah, for us, where schools get delayed and stuff like that. That's a rarity.
Yeah, well, you know, but I can't tell you that's an omen, but I do still feel that we're going to see a reasonable amount of mild weather in December. So, you know, I mean, not for you, Marshall, but for lots of people, that'll allow them time to go out shopping. But, you know, Marshall doesn't have to worry about that. He just gives gift cards.
Gift cards, that's right. Everybody knows they'll get something from me, whether it's a gift card in person or electronically. That's what it is. Ho, ho, ho. Speaking about gift cards and electronics and stuff like that. There's two things that I have to tell you about that you have to watch.
Okay. I
don't know all the names, okay? But one of them is just absolutely amazing. Hang on a second here. Let me see if I can find it. I think it has Kurt Russell in it. It's about Santa Claus. And it's fun. It really is a fun movie. That's okay. All I can say. I mean, it really is a very, very fun movie. And I forget what the name of it is, but it was very, very good. I enjoyed it. It's a family movie. So there's that. But then there's another one. I wanted to talk about this. Like, you think I can find what I'm looking for? Okay, this one is you have to watch it. The Kaminsky Method on Netflix.
The Kaminsky Method.
It is unbelievable. It is absolutely an amazing, amazing series. It's on Netflix. The season number one is up there. It is absolutely amazing. That's all I can say.
Kaminsky Method.
Yes, you will love it. It's just amazing. That's all I can say. That's all I can say about it.
While we're playing Ebert, whatever it is, something in Ebert. Remember those two? Or is it Robert and Ebert? I don't even remember. Ebert.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
While we're playing that, I got to see over the long, long weekend that I had, I got to see Meg, the movie about the shark.
Yeah.
The monster shark. Liked it. Very nice. I got to see Alpha, the movie about the boy who basically helps out a wolf, and then the wolf helps out the boy. Fabulous movie. Loved it. First of all, I'm very partial to wolves. Loved it. And then I got to see the much publicized A Star Is Born.
Everybody loves that movie. Did you like it?
Hated it.
Okay, I'm glad I found it. Everybody, men, women, children, grandparents, everybody I've heard just loved that movie.
Did you see it?
No.
I hated it. And if anybody wants to know why, well, first of all, if you did not see A Star Is Born with Judy Garland before you saw this movie, then you probably really, really fell in love with the movie. But if you saw the movie with Judy Garland, this doesn't hold a candle to it. I don't believe that Lady Gaga, first of all, I'm not a fan of hers, but I don't believe she was that great as an actress. The quote, surprise ending, was no surprise to me. It was same as the original movie.
It dies.
And I mean, and Barbara Streisand, you know, and Chris Christopherson, they did that too. And I have to say, I wasn't very fond of that movie, but I will have to say that the music in that movie was a lot better than the music in this movie. And I know that her album is up there on the top, and I know several songs from the movie are up there on the top. But as far as my personal opinion, and it's only personal, I did not like it at all. I couldn't wait for it to be over.
All right, now I'm going to ask you, do you like Michael Douglas as an actor?
Yes.
Alan Arkin?
Yes. Gus, did you? I said they have a new movie out.
Sarah Baker. It's the Kaminsky Method. They're all in it.
Oh, they're all in it.
It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, you will enjoy it. It's funny. It's sad. It's you name it. It's all over. It's just all over the place.
Is this what he talks about? It talks to his father and everything like that. I've seen trailers on that.
It's just really, really, really. It's not his father, but it's really, really, really good. That's all I can say. You will really like it. That's all I can say.
You know, and I know you're gonna think I'm nuts, but you know, after I watched that movie Alpha,
yeah,
I came on to the internet to find out if wolves were allowed as pets in New York State, and the answer was no. I'd really like to get a baby wolf.
They're not. No, they're not. Yeah, they're not.
I know.
So, anyways. Well, I guess I'm trying to think of the name of that stupid Christmas movie on
No, it's stupid.
No, it's great on Netflix, and you would really enjoy it because it's. But you think I can find it? I can't.
No, huh?
I can't find out what it is. It's just amazing.
That's okay, unbelievable. Well, maybe you'll think about it during the day today. You can let me know tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. I'll write it down because it was fun to watch. It was a new take on something, and it was well done.
Okay.
It was about an hour and a half long. So, but you've got to watch the Kaminsky Method. You'll like it. I'm telling you, you will like it. You'll like it just for Alan Arkin, for the role he plays in it. So.
Okay. Yeah, Alan Arkin is a good actor.
Yeah. So. All right, so then we don't have to worry about any more snow. We're just going to have a brisk week, a brisk rest of the week ahead of us.
Yeah, there will be rain and snow showers around, but, you know, I don't see anything of consequence.
And I can go to the city and back without a problem today.
I think, yeah, you'll have no problem. Just hold on to your hat.
I'm not going to wear a hat.
Well, okay, then just hold on.
That's right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.